Hello, it is 9:30 a.m. in New York, 3:30 p.m. in Johannesburg, and 8:30 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneiderbean from sundaybean.com, and I am a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. And I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. I want to find my thing. I feel like I'm stuck. Oh, it's like I'm searching for a sense of purpose. I want a plan on how to finally create a meaningful change in my life. Does this sound familiar? My hunch is that it does, because I hear this all the time. You are not alone. And I am going to share with you three powerful stories from real life women who have done just that. They found their thing. And in these stories, you will hear the absolute important clues to how they did it. Meet Bethany, who went from stay-at-home mom to superhero. I'll never forget her email to me. She wrote me with a request, and she wanted, and I'm quoting, a clear plan on how to implement meaningful change in my life. Okay, got it. This is her story. And if when you're listening it freaks you out because it sounds just like you, reassured that this is one story of so many of my clients. Again, you are not alone, because this happens all the time. And it goes something like this. I met my husband on a study abroad trip, or insert vacation if that's relevant, and we got married a few years later. After spending all of our money and vacation time visiting each other, I moved to his home country. Sound familiar, anyone? To be honest, I never liked it much here, but I was up to the challenge of settling in his country, learning more about his culture. I was young, in love, and naive. Over time, deep down, this feeling was popping up that I didn't want to make it my home. What was I going to do now? Well, life happened along the way in the tune of a few kids, and now we live in the suburbs. Sunday, listen, I've tried, and I haven't been able to create a life that I'm happy with here. I miss my home country so much. The people, the food, and the easy way of life where you know what to do. Now, I haven't admitted this to anybody, but I'm flooded with resentment and anger. It's like a switch flipped. I struggle between the positive person I used to be and this negative person that feels stuck. And it gets so bad, I think about packing my bags and going back home. So this, my friends, is the context when we started coaching, in that message to me. Marriage is on the rocks. It's a woman deeply unsatisfied, and all of this is hidden from the kids. So you might be asking yourself, okay, well, what happened next? A lot. But there's just one moment I wanted to share with you today. In one of our sessions, we hit on something important, and it was this. You can't change other people. You can only change yourself. So she walked away with that concept in mind, and her assignment was to temporarily drop the focus on changing her husband and do these two things. One, notice and name what she was feeling, and two, brainstorm how she could take action to feel better. She came back to our next session with this epiphany. She said, Sunday, I've been blaming my partner for years about how crappy I've felt living in this country. Now I get it. I realize that the problem is I'm feeling isolated. Isolated in my neighborhood, in my marriage, and isolated from my dear friends back home. And now I'm done with that. From now on, I'm going to work on creating connection. Wow. I mean, my jaw was dropped. I was so excited for her. This revelation that she had when she stopped focusing on changing other people and she said, I'm going to change myself. She also got really clear on what was missing in her life. And today, this woman is thriving. The contrast is crazy. She is deeply embedded in her local community. On her own terms, her marriage is more connected than it's ever been, and she's super proactive about nurturing her relationships with those back home. Okay, super inspirational. And you're asking, okay, this is amazing for her, but why are you sharing this with me? Because sometimes we have to get a basic need met, like connection, before the space is created for discovering what your purpose is. And that is your clue. If you're hungry for purpose, you're looking for something meaningful, take a good look. Are your basic needs getting met for connection, for play, for fun, for enough sleep, for a feeling of control? Because you might be feeling stuck, like really stuck, like in quicksand stuck, where you feel hopeless that you'll ever get out. But if she got out in those challenging circumstances, I know you can. She and I worked together for over a year. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. It's just looking at one window of her entire transformation. But it shows the power of how one simple mindset shift can have a deep impact on how you feel in your life. So this client is now not only meeting her needs, but she is well on her way, her own path for creating this really cool project in her community. She is the superhero in her own life. So this is my tip for you. If you're struggling with purpose, with finding something meaningful, ask yourself this question. What need is not getting met right now that is likely getting in my way? And you might not know the how to get those needs met yet, but that's okay. This is the first step. What need is not getting met right now that is likely getting in the way? Okay, so that is how one of my clients went from stay-at-home mom to superhero. And I know there's a lot of women out there who are stay-at-home moms and you're not feeling like a superhero. And believe me, you do not have to get a job or a side project to feel that way inside. It all started with understanding what needs were not getting met. The second story I wanted to share with you, I call From Driver to Thriver. And this is the story of Anna. Another participant in a workshop of mine that was tailored for accompanying partners when I was living in Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso at the time. And she came up to me after the training and she shared something really powerful with me. And I'll tell you about that. This was a woman who had a really high degree in a field that was extremely relevant to the development needs of the country, but she wasn't working. What she did with a lot of people do is she spent her days filling her time with what had to be done, like pick up and drop off for the kids at school, being at home for the electrician that maybe never even came that day, just helping the house run, okay? Running the house and getting her kids from A to B and making sure that the French homework was done, right? So her days were filled. And when she did take time for herself, maybe she went and met a friend for a coffee or jogging. She was happy. She was. But something inside was unsatisfied. But it's like, how do you dare even say that out loud, right? You think people are going to think you're ungrateful, right? She has all of her basic needs met. She has healthy kids, a healthy spouse. They have a fixed assignment where she feels stable financially. And if anybody heard her say that, they'd say something like, you should feel lucky they don't have to work. Or you should enjoy this. Your friends back home would kill to have the life that you do. Right? And that those kind of things would make you feel even worse about not feeling great. But deep down, she wanted something more meaningful for her besides her adorable children and wonderful spouse. And she didn't want to feel guilty about wanting that. So after this workshop that we had, where we talked about a wide variety of things, she came up to me and she said, "Sunday, I really want to do something here, but I don't have the time. I am so busy doing pickup and drop off and all these things for my family. I would only have like an hour, hour and a half a day to actually get anything done. And I can't get a job like that. I can't do freelance work like that." And I looked at her and I just said, why not outsource some of those tasks, right? So one of the principles that Martha Beck has is you can do the three B's. You can better it, buy it, and barter it. And I've shared that with you in other podcasts or articles before. It was quite simple and obvious to me, like, just don't do all of those things. You can give some of those things to a qualified person so you have more time for you. Outsourcing in a country that is the third poorest on the planet, where people need jobs. Outsourcing where when you employ someone, you're seen as being a good patron. And when you don't, people think that you're being stingy because you're not offering work to someone who needs it. So she looked at me when I said this, and it was like she stopped blinking for a moment. I could just see her synapses firing. And she looked at me and she said, I can't believe it. It's never occurred to me. Why didn't I see that before? And that's exactly what she did. She hired a part-time driver, and she began doing really important freelance work in the country on her own terms. She found meaningful work for her. She still had time for her family. She was able to help another family thrive by giving them part-time employment. And she focused on what was meaningful. So why am I sharing with you the story of Anna, the driver to thriver? Is because sometimes we're so stuck in our own lives that we miss the most obvious and important solutions. Okay, sometimes you're working so hard to get by from day to day that you simply need to get clear on one practical thing that is standing in your way. You don't even see it. I know for me, when I was in Bern, Switzerland during a transition time where my husband was in Burkina and I was in Switzerland and I was taking care of the kids and I had my company, that one really simple decision was for me to have a babysitter pick up my kids twice a week from school. Instead of having the babysitter meet me at the house, which means I would have to leave my work, take the tram all the way to school, pick the kids up and bring them back, I was like, wait a minute, you could have her pick the kids up. And that saved me an hour to an hour and a half a day. Okay, this woman completely transformed her life with one organizational shift in her day. And so can you. So this is my tip for you. Identify one thing you can do to create more space, time, or energy to do what you love, to spend on something that feels purposeful and meaningful for you. So one of my clients got up in the morning before everyone else did so that she could practice her drawing. Another client decided to replace one night of Netflix time with time for her and to read and take a bubble bath and explore things and subjects that she loved. Okay, look at your life. What's one thing you can do to make more space for you for something meaningful? And then do it. Okay, so we've talked about lovely, lovely stay-at-home mom to superhero, our story of Bethany, and how she was able to get her basic needs met and then move on to discovering her purpose. We just looked at this example from Anna of going from driver to thriver, where she was able to look at one small organizational shift in her life to make space for what she really wanted. And now we're going to look at Zena, when she went from can to want. Now, like a lot of women I work with, Zena came to me saying she wants her own thing. And this woman was seriously whip smart, super funny, a total pleasure to be around, kind, just brilliant. She was also really accomplished in her education and her profession, but she gave it all up a few years ago to support her partner's job. Okay, so you know the drill. You trade some high-flying job for a cultural adventure, and then along the way, you realize that you land into a situation where all that you are doing at the moment is part-time administrative work. I see this a lot with accompanying spouses. And she did this in the beginning, full-heartedly into the cultural adventure, and took the part-time administrative work because she wanted to contribute to her family financially. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the problem was she wasn't satisfied. So she was saying this to me in our first session. My stomach just cringed as I listened because I heard her describe her fear that she'd stay stuck in this role and that her brain and creativity would just melt away. And we all know where that would lead in her relationship and her happiness if she actually let that happen. So we started our work together on finding her thing, right? And in one of our early sessions, she confronted me with a pretty powerful list of why she can't have it. 1, I don't know what I want. 2, it'll be difficult. 3, it'll take a long time. 4, it's too big. Do you see the irony here? I don't know what I want and it will be difficult. If you don't know what you want, then how can you be so certain that it's going to be difficult or too big or take a long time? And this is, of course, the fault of our beautiful friend, what I like to call Amy Gidala, the amygdala, right? Protecting you from something that doesn't exist. It's like protecting us from tigers that aren't in a cave. Okay, so you might be feeling pretty hotsy-totsy that you caught that it's not possible to say, I don't know what I want, and that's going to be difficult because you don't know yet what that it is. But the truth is, we do it all the time. We're just not conscious of it. Okay, so we broke through those ideas, and then the next on our list was, I don't have the energy and I'm too busy. Well, of course she doesn't have the energy. She's 100% dedicated to this soul-sucking job. When she gets home from work, she goes into recovery mode, which means wine and Netflix. And I know some of you who are listening have been there. All right, so that is the moment that you say, I don't have the energy and I'm too busy. It's not true, because as soon as you start changing things, you're going to get the energy and you'll make time for it. So what did we do? We looked at, so how are you going to feel when you get your own thing? And she said, I'm going to feel accomplished. I'm going to be pretty proud of myself and more confident and happier. Right? So we made a plan, and how can she start feeling those things right now? And that for her involved getting up in the morning and working out or working on her art. So she always felt better when she did those things. And what do you know? By doing more of what make her feel great, she started to pick up some momentum, got more energy, and she was happier. So we built this momentum, and she had this session one day where we looked at what would an ideal day be. And she said, I'd spend it working on fitness and teaching others to do it. Boom. We found her thing. We cleared out the crap. Excuse me. So she could get back to what gave her joy. And she nailed it. So why am I sharing this story with you, with Ms. Zena, who went from the cans to the wants? Is that if you want to find your purpose, you have to have the courage to stop doing what you can do, or maybe even what others think you should do, and start doing what you want. That is living a purposeful, meaningful life. Okay, so let's look back at what we've learned from these amazing people, from stay-at-home mom to superhero. We learned that sometimes we have to get our basic needs met, like connection, before we can make space for discovering what your purpose is. And from the driver to thriver, we learn that oftentimes we're so stuck in our own perceptions that we miss simple and important solutions. And that sometimes the clue to finding your purpose is simply getting clear on what is the practical thing that's standing in your way. And third, from Ms. Can to Want, that we have to have the courage to stop doing what you can do or what you should do and start doing more of what you want. Okay, and most importantly, you guys, if these amazing creatures can create this kind of transformation in their lives, so can you. They are no different than how you are right now. The only difference is that they discovered these clues and started taking action. Okay, so I know what you're thinking. You're saying, Sunday, if this were so easy, I would have figured it out by now. Okay, I get it. That's why I'm here, to help you figure this out, you guys. So this whole month, I've dedicated to purpose. So don't miss the last two episodes completely dedicated to purpose and the ones ahead. And if you want even more, join me during the next free training that is dedicated to get you out of this very specific expat quicksand, this needing to find your sense of purpose. Okay, so the free session is called The Trick to Finding Something Meaningful for You Aside from Being a Spouse or a Parent. And you can get that by going to sundaybean.com/free-training. All right, I want to see you there. I am giving away the exact methods I teach my one-to-one clients. So join me if you are still looking for your own thing. All right, you guys, you've been listening to the Expat Happy Hour with Sunday Bean. Thank you for listening. And in the words of Norman Cousins, an American political journalist, author, professor, and world peace advocate, the tragedy of life is not death, but what we let die inside of us while we live. Don't let one more day go by without taking a step toward finding your purpose, because what is inside of you is meant to be shared with the world.